Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mind, Body, and Soul series on the Success Insight Podcast. The Mind, Body, and Soul series celebrates the journeys and stories of health and wellness advocates and professionals committed to helping clients and patients realize their physical, emotional, and spiritual courage and well-being. Sheila Kinsey is returning as our guest today on the series. And if you recall, Sheila joined us back in February. She is a wellness advocate and an essential oil educator for doTERRA essential oils and wellness products. Now, Sheila and I are collaborating on a series that is going to introduce you to some of doTERRA's most popular blends. And, you know, the spirit of full disclosure, when I was chatting with Sheila, she had been a guest on Jill Lagan's Best Damn podcast, which is Jill is the CEO of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce. I've always been kind of casually interested in essential oils, and I thought, well, God, let's have Sheila on the show. So, Sheila, welcome again.
Thank you.
But excited to have you back, and let's talk the world of essential oils. And, you know, trying to think about where the best place to start is. And first off, you know, what for our listeners again, what are essential oils?
So essential oils are ultimately just gifts from the earth. They are made up of plants, seeds and stems, bark, roots, flowers, and then steam distilled into their purest form, most concentrated form that we use for medical benefits, basically. We use them for healing the body, mind, mood, soul.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, do essential oils, I get the oil, and where does that show up in products that doTERRA is crafting for its distributor community and lay users like myself?
It shows up in everything. The heart of a doTERRA is essential oils. Okay. All of our supplements are based from the essential oils and included in them. All of our cleaning products are made up of either On Guard or the Abode line to have safe, natural, green cleaning products. Our shampoo has peppermint in it. Toothpaste has the On Guard in it or Supermint. All of our products, no matter what they are made up and stemmed right from the essential oils. Our skincare has lavender and frankincense and sandalwood, all those lovely oils there for the skin and moisturizing and all the goodness.
Okay. And by the way, when you mentioned peppermint, my energy just kind of perked up because I just love the smell of peppermint, and it's just like, can never get enough of it. Now, so what I'm hearing from you now, so with essential oils, they can show up in aromatics. So, and I know, but for our listeners, behind Sheila's shoulder is a diffuser. And so I would take that to be kind of the aromatic delivery mechanism is okay. And
all of the essential, all of doTERRA essential oils can be used safely aromatically. Okay. So that just means putting them into the air. A diffuser is a fun way to do that because you could make blends, but you could simply just put a drop in your palms and cup your nose and breathe from your palms. That's another great way to get aromatic benefits without having a diffuser on hand.
Okay. And so the topical then, delivery mechanism is like a cream or some oil that we would rub on our skin?
So again, all doTERRA essential oils are safe to apply topically. We do recommend diluting them with a carrier oil like fractionated coconut oil, just in case you have any sensitivities to it. But all of them we can use aromatically and topically. And then the third way, Howard, is I like
internally,
you're teaching us. Yes.
The pill, the infamous green pill. I'm sure it's not green, but.
The third way we can use doTERRA essential oils internally. If they are safe to use internally, they will have a supplement facts label on the bottle. So it's a good little cheat sheet to say, hey, here's lemon, put in your water. Here's frankincense, take internally daily, but not yummy enough to maybe drink in our water. We do have a few just for the way that they're sourced and the scientific ingredients in them that aren't recommended for internal use. And those will either have a childproof top on it, usually for like a high level of wintergreen or something like that. It's there's no chemicals or synthetics or fillers saying it's not safe for internal use. It's just the way that the plant is made up.
Okay. Okay. Now, once we get past the delivery, And the diffuser, is that it just besides the delivery, is it also purifying like the air, or is that another component of this aromatic?
Absolutely. We want it to go airborne like that because everyone in the room, whether it's your home or your office, or your classroom, they get to benefit from it. It's cleansing the air. It's purifying the air. And going aromatic like that, you're breathing it in. It's able to immediately affect your mood and your emotions by breathing it into your system. That's why purity is so important also, is that even if you're just breathing it in, you're still breathing it in. Your kids are, your pets are. You want to use pure oils no matter what avenue it is that you're using.
Okay. And the cleansing, which is the activity I dislike the most in the whole world. I mean, I will wash clothes. I will cook. The cleaning is not my favorite activity, but which blends or particular oils are popular for cleaning?
So I like that you mentioned that because we're doing a lot of classes right now on spring cleaning with natural options.
Yeah.
And On Guard is a top one. It's going to help purify your body and your surfaces, going to help cleanse your body and your surfaces. Abode was created. It's a blend and an entire cleaning line created specifically just for the home, just for cleaning. Lemon is great. We have DIYs for everything. We make up an awesome lemon window spray, vinegar, and just all this, the natural things that we're going to use. It makes cleaning a lot more fun when we kind of get to concoct our own things or just use the products that are made up. And we know that they're safe. I have my little Yorkie right here and I can wipe around the floor. I can wipe any of her area and know that it's going to be safe. I'm not worried about her breathing in harsh chemicals because doTERRA doesn't work that way. Whether it's just the essential oil or the pre-made products that doTERRA has, like On Guard or Abode, it's going to be safe. One of our groomers actually uses only the essential oils in her shop, in her mop water, in the towels and everything that she uses there around the dogs because they're going to be safe.
Excellent. Excellent. So the next question, and you kind of alluded to it, we are in March, spring cleaning. The little critters are waking up. We want to open the windows and let some fresh air in. And what are some of the, you know, blends that are used seasonally? Maybe we can kind of go through the seasons. We're like a week away from spring. So let's talk spring, something to look forward to. Let's work our way around the calendar. What are some of the spring blends?
So seasonal threats are at an all-time high right now. And we actually have, so talking about an internal use, we do have a capsule, a soft gel capsule made up that would be your natural seasonal threat pill, basically. The symptoms of itchy nose, runny eyes, all those things that happen in the spring, we have a pill made up for it that is strictly just essential oils. So if you want to do that, that's Tri-Ease, or you can make your own. So it's not a blend in itself, but you can concoct and use lavender, lemon, and peppermint. Those three individual oils you can use together and make up your own veggie capsule to take internally. You can make it up in a roller. That's something we're going to show you on this podcast. It's how to make a roller and use that topically. You can diffuse all of those together in the diffuser. Another great blend that is already made up here for seasonal threats in this time of year is Breathe. That is our respiratory blend. And that one is specific for opening up the airways, promoting clear breathing day and night. That's going to be another great one that you can add in there to your diffuser, add in with the roller, or just diffuse on its own to help boost the respiratory support.
Okay. And I was just thinking, rather than even going through all the seasons, we'll just, you know, use each episode and we'll focus on a particular season. And given where are we now? We're holidays, so Easter's coming up, Passover's coming up. I know there's a couple others coming up. But those two, what are some of the, like the spring holiday blends that are popular?
So we do have like Citrus Bloom is just a beautiful combination of floral and citrus. It's going to get you in that spring spirit. Or maybe you're ready to spring clean and purify everything. We actually have a blend called Purify that is the cleansing blend. It's just going to almost wipe everything clean in the space. One thing that I love to do here in the springtime and around Easter, we have Oils of the Resurrection class, where we talk about getting back to the basics, oils of the Bible. And that's something that we talk about that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any of the springy, uplifting mints and citrus, those ones that are just refreshing kind of scents are the ones that we pull out here for springtime.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, we'll kind of, again, we'll use the holidays and in some of our other episodes. Now, let's get into back into some more of the blends. And the one that I'm aware of is the most popular is this En Garde Protective Blend. So share with our listeners a little bit more about that.
I am in love with En Garde. It was actually my gateway oil when I started. I was under the weather and this oil blend saved me with the symptoms of being under the weather and having that bug and not feeling so great. It was a lifesaver. It is made up of wild orange, so it's going to be super uplifting. Also, clove, cinnamon bark, both of those are super, super good at boosting the immune system. Mm-hmm. Eucalyptus is going to be that respiratory support, and rosemary. It is just divinely created beautifully to really boost that immune system and get you over the hump of being under the weather. And that's one that we can use aromatically. We diffuse it all winter long. Thank goodness we're out of that type of under the weather stuff. Now we have seasonal threats going on, but diffusing it all winter long, anytime threats are high, you want to keep everyone healthy, cleanse the air topically. I put it in a roller. I apply it everywhere on the bottoms of your feet is a good rule of thumb that when in doubt, put on your feet, just a good way to boost the immune system that way. And then internally make up your own veggie capsule. Do mouthwashes with it, with warm water. You can gurgle with it if your throat hurts. We have our own soft gel blends already, or soft gel capsules already made up with it. I start amping those up anytime I'm traveling, whether it's seasonal time or not. If I'm traveling, I am amping up my En Garde to keep my immune system strong, all of it. Even my little Yorkie girl, she's so little that we want to boost her immune system. So we diffuse it a lot, even for her. And
Okay. Very good. Now, your particular customers, the ones that come to you, and you're in Boulder City, and I know you have your products on some of the shelves and some of the small stores in Boulder City. For En Garde, using that example, this example, how are people, do you find, mostly consuming it? Is it the aromatic? Is it the capsule? Is it the topical? What's most popular?
That's a great question. It's going to be preference for everyone. If you have an oil, if you can use it all three ways, you're going to get the best results. Consistency is key. Having them in shops and at events and things like that to just kind of grab and go. The En Garde throat drops, so kind of like a cough drop that you can suck on and dissolve. That is a top seller. Even here for seasonal threats, you can kind of get that scratchy, itchy throat. The laundry detergent, any of those consumables go really, really well. Hand wipes, hand sanitizing spray, the hand sanitizing gel, the toothpaste. If you try the toothpaste, you'll be hooked on doTERRA forever. That stuff is incredible.
Well, I was telling my dental hygienist and dentist a couple of weeks back, because they don't have cinnamon. In Chicago, I had my dental hygienist would specifically buy cinnamon toothpaste for me, because I can't get enough cinnamon. But if there's cinnamon, I know there's cinnamon in it, so I'm like all in. Well, that's very cool. And I've heard of the blend. Even my roommate, I know she uses the blend. I think there's definitely going to be some opportunities coming up in the very near future as I do a little bit of traveling, because you never know who you're going to be around. And anything I can do to beef up my immune system, I may have to take some of those lozenges and have those available for me, especially when I'm on an airplane, I think.
And your hand sanitizing spray. You get on the airplane and you spritz down your entire area. Everyone around you will thank you because it smells amazing. It's like that, like you said, a cinnamon, almost like a big red, that gum kind of taste, or the clove gum back in the day. It's, if you like clove and cinnamon, it is amazing.
I love it. Well, I think, Sheila, this has been a great start to this series. We've kind of talked a little bit about some of the educational side, the delivery, aromatic, topical, internal, cleansing opportunities, the purifying. Got a little bit into the seasonal and holidays. We'll talk more about those in a future episode. And I appreciate we went through the On Guard Protective Blend. Now, just curious, what would you like to share with our listeners next? What blend are we going to do?
I think the blends are fabulous and a lot of fun. We did kind of touch base on Breathe Respiratory Blend.
Okay.
That might be a good one, especially here for seasonal threats.
Okay.
But we have some super popular top blends for discomfort, for sleep, for calming. Mm-hmm. Maybe the listeners can write in or comment somewhere and tell us what they want to learn about.
I think that's a fantastic idea. We'll definitely provide that question in the show notes on our main webpage, successinsightpodcast.com. Listeners can follow the podcast, but they can also ask questions and learn. And of course, we're going to provide a lot of links in our show notes. Now, speaking of links, where is the best place for our listeners if they'd like to learn more about you and your work with doTERRA?
So I have a Linktree page that mm-hmm. Howard is going to share, going to post that. And that is going to have all of our social media, the Facebook, Instagram. It'll have the Boulder City Magazine article of the month. This month is all about seasonal threats. I'm going to get a different one each month. There's, our upcoming classes and events list in there. If you can attend a class, that is going to be the quickest, easiest, most effective way to start learning about essential oils. If you're brand new, that's going to be the way to start. Maybe you're a seasoned user and want to learn about specific topics. Like I mentioned, oils of the resurrection. You'll mm-hmm. find that there on the Linktree. Okay. That would be the best way to go.
Okay. Now, remind me, your classes, are these virtual or are they in person in Boulder City?
Both. Okay. Yes, we do a lot virtual just because we have people everywhere. Right. And in person, we have, like we mentioned, the Boulder City Soap and Candle Shop. We have classes there. I have some other places that will host classes and events and workshops for me. But we go anywhere. We have one-on-ones in coffee shops. You want to have a little fun evening with your friends, I'll come to you and you get to try all the oils. And
I love it.
It's a good time. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Well, I definitely... need to get it now that the weather is, well, it's still gorgeous. And before it gets too hot, get out and enjoy myself and get down to Boulder City for one of your in-person classes. I think that would be a lot of fun. Thank you again for joining me on the podcast. I hope you enjoyed yourself. It was a little kind of like a really, wild hair idea that to come back on and have you, I don't think I had you kicking and screaming. You said, sure, Howard, let's do this.
And absolutely. I think,
our listeners will enjoy this education. And if they have ever had any inkling of wanting to learn about essential oils, we're definitely going to provide that to them for the next couple episodes. So again, thank you for joining me today on the Success Insight podcast and our Mind, Body, and Soul series.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. See you next time.
All right. Listen, stay in the line. We'll do a quick close and you and I can have that final chat. All right, folks, we just have Sheila Kinsey returning with her little Yorkie. Sheila, what's our little Yorkie's name?
Pixie.
Pixie. The minute I asked, I remembered the name. At some point, Pixie will make she's going to show up for us because she's a little cutie. I think we're all there. She is now. All right.
Maybe.
And
yes. Vote for Pixie. She's in the running for America's favorite pet.
Yes, she is. Look, she's a little cutie. And so even Pixie enjoys her essential oil blend as well. Listen, we're going to provide the backlinks to Sheila's Linktree site. And again, there's a lot of information out there, way too much. We could spend another 20, 30 minutes just talking about all the information that's there. But you'll have the backlinks to it. I'll also provide you a link if you'd like to sample doTERRA oils and even specifically the On Guard blend, and there's definitely going to be ways to take advantage of that as well. Now, as for this short episode, it will be on our website, successinsightpodcast.com. It'll be on LinkedIn and Facebook. There's going to be the YouTube, and we're also going to have the video portion of this episode on our YouTube channel as well, because it's as a short. This is just like a 20-minute episode. And of course, you can find the episode wherever you listen to your podcast. Okay, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, go out there, have a phenomenal day, and we will see you on a future episode of the Mind, Body, and Soul series on the Success Insight podcast. Take care now.